This recording, Devon History 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
But it is very noticeable that the young kids of today are being brought up. And, of course, you have to remember that local people can't afford to buy houses in Appledore because it's a holiday destination, beautiful place. I mean, so the prices are high. I suppose you've got to blame us for that because we sold our houses at the time to the highest bidder. So you can't blame people for that, can you? But at the end of the day, this is why we've got sort of two-thirds of intermix now of people outside. That's not a bad thing, I'm not saying that, but it doesn't leave enough room for local people to come in. And there you've got a mix then, and that doesn't help with the schools, does it? Because you're not talking with the same and you're losing the dialects all the time. Well, Appledore is a small fishing village in south part of England, southern part of England, on the north coast of Devon, where famous in this part of the country for our sailors. I mean, back in the days of the sailing ships, four, I think, or possibly five vessels went to the Spanish Armada, went from Barnstable and Appledore and Biddeford, sailed by Appledore men. Apparently in the days, I mean, we're talking about the 1600s then, but in this fishing village has been renowned for their fishermen. We have our own style. I don't know that you've come across it in this part of the country, but I don't know whether you know about it, but fishermen used to knit jerseys. You've heard of the fishermen's jerseys, the Guernseys and jerseys and things like that. Well, they were predominantly knitted, and people thought they put fancy patterns on them to make them look good, but it was nothing to do with that at all. The fancy patterns on them were to tell which village they came from for when they were drowned. That's what the patterns were, so that they knew that they were from a vessel. They knew exactly they didn't probably know who the man was, but they knew it was an Appledore man because of his Appledore jersey, or different jerseys with different things would do throughout the country. And this was the old Worcester jerseys. And when I grew up, all the old ladies used to sit on the quay knitting these Worcester jerseys for the men, fishermen, you know. And I've got one in my cupboard now.
He's an Appledore man betrayed, and that is a man who can turn his hand to anything. Rub up two or three nubbies, as when the ladies used to make some small cakes in the rubbing up method. Orts is leftovers when you after you've had your meal and you keep it for tomorrow. Squat up and fry.
Oh, I love a bit of squat up and fry. Why?
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
And that's what you would have people, well, English people would call bubble and squeak, wouldn't it? Posh in restaurant. Schooner on the rocks is a piece of meat cooked with the potatoes around it in a dish used. They just keep topping it up with water, and that's schooner on the rocks with a bit of onion and a parsnip underneath sometimes, just to give it a bit of taste.
Years ago down here, they used to do, you see, used to have the local baker. People didn't bake themselves, did they?
No, they used to take
take the tin to the bakehouse, and the baker would put them in because the ovens would be, after they'd made the bread, you see, they'd be cooling down.
But hot enough to cook your dinner. Sunday lunch.
So they all used to come up with their plates, and then he used to cook them in the oven.
Dressed like Sal Atch. No, Sal Atch was a witch. Appledore witch, and ours was my great aunt, in actual fact. And her used to be dressed up in finery hat and gloves. But then on days when her one dressed up like that, her'd be out pulling the boots and be drunk and ollieing and swearing.
Allegedly.
Oh, yes, allegedly.
In case her comes back, mate.
Yes, because you never know.
Yes, she don't know.
Come back on her old broom.
That's
right.
Right. But then again, I'm friends of the family, so
that's
I'm all right.
That's right. And her's my great aunt.
Yeah.
So that's right. They're not much dried up.
No.
Means that the clothes won't dry. You know, the humidity's high, so they're in much dryth. And just freezing marlin spikes.
Yeah, that's it. That's not just Appledore, is it? That's it.
Freezing marlin spikes. And cold enough for a back stud, which meant when they wore studs in their collars, they put a collar on to keep them warm.
Or is it, again, is cold enough for a collar stud, isn't it? That's what they used to...
Yeah. It's Pat Sammet's cap. No, Amit's cat was that thin, he couldn't shit. So they'd say, my God, you was Fats Amit's cat, and he couldn't shit for bones. Oh, and if anybody was really bad and in about, you know, dying, they'd say, "'Tis time the Lord come and took home." And that would mean a wish he'd pass away sort of thing, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And if anybody had had a bit of a luff up with some money or something like that, they'd say, oh, if the Lord don't come, he sends. Which meant, you know, if he don't come himself, he sends a bit of something to make up for it. And every year's put back meant going every year's your air cut. So which meant you could see your years now and they was put back. Sieving water.
Yeah.
Sieving water is out fishing with a net.
If you don't catch anything.
And you don't catch
nothing. Well, what have I been doing sieving water by?
Sieving water. Sieving water. Raid egg is poached salmon. So you knock to somebody's door. Do you want a bit of raid egg, missus? Oh, yes. All right. I'll have a bit of that. But you wouldn't say just salmon in case anybody heard it. You're saying you caught it a bit illegal. So.
Just a bit. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
10 years, but... Get deported for? Mind you, having said that, that isn't true, actually, is it? Because you see, salmon was a staple diet, wasn't it? You see, in the
waterbed, it used to ring up the father, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
The waterbed, up for the night, would ring up the father and say, all right, tonight, and put the phone down. So me and father used to go poaching for salmon. So, what else have us got here? Oh, comes in dark early mornings. Yes, dark winter mornings, that is. When to dap on means to hurry along and get a job done. And I got to run and get 2 or 3 errands means I got to go and do some, what English people call errands. T'was ordained. My mother always used to say, well, t'was ordained, you know. That was, you know, t'was already written down for it to happen, whether you wanted it to or not, you know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They always said that, wasn't it? That's anybody it. Died or, you know, it was ordained. Hold the tongue. That's what your father would or mother would say to me when they wanted you to be quiet,
yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah, before you eat with a stick.
Yes. Hold the tongue.
How much is thee and thou used, or was it?
Not an awful lot now.
I mean, it was, you know, some of the old people would use it, wouldn't we? But I mean, that really went out, you know, with them. I mean, but it was most in a joke. But some of these things would have it because it would be part of the, you know, the saying, as it were.
And I seed he coming behind, so I ridden to catch he up. Handsome, ugly, like Muggins's peg. But it didn't look very nice, but it tasted all right. Because when they cooked the old pig, when he was running around, he didn't look very nice. But when he was cooked, he was all right.
Tasted all right.
He was all right, yeah. And my mother, if I was being, or was losing an argument with somebody, like my father sometimes, and I'd say, not in a very loud voice, in case he heard her, I'd say, oh, go and piss up your leg and play with the steam. Or my father, or very often, if anybody had surprised him, was saying something, you better play with your thing. He used to say, bugger my rags. Yeah. Did your father used to say that?
Damn my cat's ass.
Oh, yeah.
He used to say, yeah, used to say,
oh, damn my sister's cat's ass.
Damn my sister's cat's ass.
'Tis up and down the mast like Capaldi's hurricane. That was the wind blowing from every direction in the sails. And, you know, they couldn't catch the sails, the wind in their sails.
It was luffing.
That's right, it's luffing. There's plenty over the churchyard would like to see or hear that. And to give you an example of that, when we moved up to this new house, Mother didn't want a lawn. I wanted a garden, a proper vegetable garden. So I said, you can dig ye up. I said, I don't want that rummage. So I said, yeah, all right then. So I dug him up. And I said, I'll go out Leonard Ford's, you know, my uncle. He had kept cattle. So I went out and got a load of dung and put it on, smelling beautiful to us, fresh, beautiful stuff. And the woman next door wasn't like us. I was in, you know, proper. And her come out. Oh, she said, what a dreadful smell. And mother said, Penny over the churchyard like to smell it, me aunts. Well, this is the one about when he used to take some fellas down your, well, it was down your visiting out fishing. And because he took them out, outside and it was just a bit rough and they was feeling a bit seasick. So he brought them into the, what the place they call Crow Neck, which was a bit smooth. So they heaved out the anchor and there was one in particular being really seasick and he'd lost his teeth. So Tim thought to himself, he thought to himself, there's a chance here for a few extra pints of beer tonight in the pub. So while they were looking, he took his teeth out, pulled up his line and put them on and put the line out again. Well, after about 10 minutes or so, he said, I can't believe I got a bite. So he pulled in his line and he said, I'm buggered, he said. Look, he said, I've caught your bloody teeth. And the fella said, cool, he said, proper job, he said, Tim, he said, let me have my teeth. So he gave me his teeth. Cat put them in his mouth, went like that. He said, took them out again, aved them overboard. He said, that in my teeth, he said.
That's them a true up, story, that is.
Aved them overboard.
Yeah, so two buggers lost their teeth. <on that day. laughs>
And from that day on, Tim never had no teeth.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't be too tight to buy something on there,
would No,
you?
That's right. He was tighter than a duck's ass, and yeah. Them water tight, and them.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
More.
All right. Oh, don't come here after my Mary Ann, so I'll let you across the aid with the tayfish. You know what a tayfish is, do we? Salted cod, which is like this, like a board. And then they used to soak it for a day or so and, you know, get it to come back to its normal sort of cod. Cliche is a word which means sticky or wet. Tis awful cliche. I'll have to get and wash that off. Yours a night of weather it is this morning. Made it has been a rough night and just lasting into the day. In Irish, tis cold when tis Irish. And went up Mary Duck's whirlwind. Well, Mary Duck was a little woman about that tall and her lived out west, Appledore, and her to go picking laver in the winter. And they reckon one time when I was out there picking laver, the wind was that strong, it picked her up there, and whizzed her around, and her landed somewhere else. So they always called a strong wind Mary Duck's whirlwind. So, did you know that?
I know. I've heard the saying, but I mean...
And what's laver?
Laver seaweed.
Have you never had laver? The Welsh call it lava bread.
Lava bread.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a lady down in Apple called Jessie Ocken, and I was one of these sages, old sages with woman's problems, you know, that sort of thing. And if anybody went to her, they'd never get any sense, or they'd only say to her, well, me aunts, tis all to do with the same. Wouldn't it? Always, all just to do with the same. Dreckley, you've heard of Dreckley, I think, because I think it's just because we are close to Cornwall that comes in, but they say it a lot, yeah, don't know directly. And there was a woman went away in service to work years and years ago, and when her come home to Appledore after many years, speaking quite nicely, and her'd be walking along the quay, and the people were saying, what's the matter with her coming home here, Sheehan and Wean? Because they're all saying she and we instead of us and they. There's a song and dancers kicking up,
absolutely.
Eh? There's a song and dance. And that's self-explanatory. Shoesons. Do you know what shoesons is?
Uh-huh.
I used to have to go out picking up shoesons. And Father used to soak them in the rain butt and water the tomatoes with it. Because shoesons is sheep's droppings. And I think that's an old English, or it might be an old English word. Black cat for a white dog is a swap, straight swap. show the, you bloody article. Eh? That's what my auntie used to call me, you bloody article. And then they'd say people was romancing, weren't they? Bloody romancing.
Yeah,
but it didn't mean you was out courting, it meant you was romancing, you was creating a fuss.
But you see, the thing is, when this was a true village, anything strange to that, when there was a stranger in the village, then it made everyone knew. It only happened to be someone coming down courting or whatever. You know, you'd met somebody from Northam or Biddeford, one of the men, you'd come down, but the women would have something to say about it.
Oh, yeah,
don't you come down here after our maids, boys, or whatever, you know, I mean.
Because don't you come down here after our Mary Ann's, I'll let you cross eight with the tie fish. Yeah. Yeah. Now then. When something, a bit of workmanship's a bit rough, you know, like somebody's been and done a bit of woodwork or a bit of stonework and just, my, this rough's a badger's ass. Dunno.
Yeah.
Always used to say, it's rougher than a badger's ass, my aunt, so I ain't having that. It's all too much of it, first thing mornings. Jumping with his aid off. That was the salmon,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That was the salmon, yeah. There he is.
Jumping with his aid off, which meant he was jumping away from the shore and you had to pole like hell to catch him with your net going out. Like Desi was saying just over Tim, you know? If he jumped with his aid off,
boys, when we grew up and going out with the boats, throwing the nets out, they always used to say, there he goes, there he is with his aid off, you know? And that's always used to, you know, make a joke about it so they laugh and say, I've never seen a bloody fish with his aid off in my life. Of course, you get a clip right in your heart from whoever was on the...
That's right. You man what you stroke. That's right. And if you come in from fishing and your mother or the food had been kept warm and they dried out and gone horrible, it was always Zamzod.
Mm.
Zamzod. And that was horrible, wasn't it? When you come home from fishing and that was... But you had to eat it, didn't it? Because there was nowhere else.
No, that's right.
Nowhere else. And when mother used to do her cooking, and perhaps turned a bit black, they'd say, oh, when tis brown tis curt, but when tis black tis buggered. Zonyville, they used to say, didn't they? Zonyville.
Yeah.
Zony. If anybody was a bit simple, they'd say they were Zony. So, Owlers, Underlanes and Pullers is the names that us locally give to crabs at different times of the year. Because the male crabs would be Owlers in the summer, Pullers in the winter, and Underlanes was the bait crabs in the summer. And just male and female, really, crabs.
If you turned over a crab and you put an outer, underneath it would be an underling. And that you didn't have to bother checking it. You just pick up one straight and you fall. You'd be all right.
Yeah, and in the winter, you'd have the owlers, which was the male crab, because it is in the winter that the male crab casts his shell off. And you can use them for bait because they're soft and underneath. So they've all got their own names. So, here's a good one. Dying from the middle both ways. which means that you've got stomach ache, you're being sick, and you've got diarrhoea. So you're dying from the middle both ways, and you're feeling very bad. And then
poorly sick and bad.
Poorly sick and bad. Oh, and they always used to say, if you haven't got it, cos you'll have to have errand, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
Which meant if you didn't have anything very nice, you'd have to eat what you had, which wasn't very much, you know, so you just, didn't you? Ache or errand. It gives you diarrhea and vomiting. And what about the beastly toad? The budgie says that, doesn't it? The dirty toad. Beastly toad. Say, you go down on the beach and you get yourself cobbed in mud, wouldn't it? And you'd had handsome this morning, getting filthy dirty, wouldn't it? And you come over and they say, you beastly toad. And you'd have to go and wash. And the mother used to say, well, if I'd done the washing, I'd say, if wait a minute, if tin lily white is honey sweet, meaning if tin is white as what they say it is on the television should be, at least it is smelling all right because it's had a bit of fresh air on the clothesline. And Mally Cally, oh, I'm feeling Mally Cally today, and they'd say, when that means melancholy.
Mm.
So, my mother used to say, I ain't no hasty kirk nor pastry kirk, but I'm a bloody good old pay syrup kirk. Which meant her go up to Hector Chule and her get a...
I can hear your mother.
I'd go up to Hector Chule and say, you're Hector, have you got a pig's egg? And he'd say, yes. He'd say, well, I'll let him. But leave the eyes in, because he'll see me through the week. And I'd say, give me the tail to drive moon with. And cut them back as far as you can. And because then, you see, what I'd do is cut them again, and I'd get a roasty bit, you know, to roast. And I'd sit in her with her little knife, and I'd get all the bones out and make a roast with it. Besides dissecting the head and make pea soup and stuff like that. And brawn.
Yeah.
Cool. Beautiful bit of brawn.
Awful now. I haven't had brawn for years. I don't know that I'd eat it.
No, I tell you who makes beautiful brawn is Mr. Honey.
Yeah.
Beautiful brawn.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Beautiful brawn.
I'm always a bit awful now, though. You know, I suppose I'm getting caught up in the...
And they make beautiful Ogs pudding as well.
Oh, I love Ogs pudding.
They make beautiful Ogs pudding.
Just
yeah.
They won't cook it, though. I got to get my mother. I should have married my mother-in-law, really, you know. Girl cook beautiful. My missus won't cook Ogs pudding.
Well, Teresa wouldn't cook labour, so I've had to cook it for Snooksy.
Yeah.
When my father was always looking for something, he'd take out a tin from his drawer, and he'd open it and he'd say, well, I'm going to tools through this lot. Tools was a word meaning to turn over or something.
But again, it's tease, isn't it?
But there's always tools in.
That's where it's, you know.
Tools and over.
I mean, why they had to make their own, sort of saying, or whether it was just because people would say things and it would gradually become a different word, I presume, you know.
Yeah. And then they'd say,
playfulness with language.
And I can always remember my father saying, well, go and get a new one if you can afford it, because you can have the first and the last of it.
That's right.
That's what they always used to say, wasn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then you'd run
you
it.
You got the first and last of
it. Yeah. Yeah, have the first and last of it. And what about if somebody had never had any children or was a bit fussy? Or had never had chicken or chill?
Because chill
is the
boy in a chill. You've heard that anyway.
A boy in a chill.
That's girl and boy in Appledore. That's always have been boy in a chill.
And what about when they used to blake off? Irish blaked off. That's faint, gone fainted off, and beautiful head of hair.
Oh yeah, beautiful head of hair.
It's like pearls.
I used to always have a beautiful head of hair.
Oh, yeah, she had a beautiful head of hair. There was an elderly Appledorian lady who went up to stop with her daughter up the country somewhere, and her daughter said, I should go down the market and buy some teddies. So I said, yeah, all right, then I'll come down with you. So her daughter said to her, that's the man I buy the potatoes off of. So I went over and I said, yeah, said, do your teddies go abroad? He said, no, madam. He said, I don't send my teddies abroad. No, I said, I don't mean you send them abroad. I said, when you cook them, don't fall abroad. Because down there, you see, when you have flowery teddies.
Yeah, everybody wants flowery.
Everybody wants flowery teddies because when you cook them, they go all nice and fluffy and you've got to be careful cooking of them.
Because they fall abroad.
Because they fall abroad. So, you know, and the man thought, when I said to him, do teddies go abroad? Send them over to France or somewhere like that. So that was old Mrs. Whittaker, you know. I'm trying to think of a yarn I was telling Richard the other day. Oh, yeah. Years ago, when the Baptists, before the Baptists down Appledore, at their fully immersion pool for their whatever they do to them, baptisms, I suppose. They used to do it down off the sea gate in the deep water, just off the breakwater.
Yeah, they didn't carry on, really.
And all the fellas used to stand upon the quay watching this. Of course, all these people was lined up in their white frocks and everything, and this maid in particular was in an awful nervous state, and her hand had been very well. So it come to our turn, and the old fellas just stood upon the quay watching, and they dunked her under, and the poor maid had awfulest diarrhoea. And the fellas upon the quay said, "May God, look at that, her sins is coming away in lumps." What about when Daddy Muller went to go out in the lifeboat? This is when the lifeboat was kept up now, so they used to launch and get over the slipway. And Daddy Muller said to him one night...
Daddy Muller was the local vicar.
Vicar, years and years ago. And he was here forever. He was here as a curate, and then he came back and he was here for years, wasn't he?
Yeah. Swine.
Yeah, he was a booker, he was. He always carried it flask. Anyway... He said he wanted to go out one night when they had a shout. So they was there and they had the shout. And the coxswain was ready to cast off and go down over. And the coxswain shouted out, "Is the old bugger here?" And the old bugger, he said, and Daddy Muller was stood beside him and he didn't know it. He said, "Yes, the old bugger's here." He said, "You can cast off now." He said. And off they went.